Selectmen, the budget workshop number four, Thursday, February 5th, 2026, 6 p.m. at the town hall in Zoom. And we are first up is the building and land use. So I see Rich there. Everybody's seen his budget. Does anybody have any questions? Or would Rich like to first comment?
I can go through it if you'd like.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
Okay.
Please. All right.
So, hello, everyone. I will go through. So, I'll start with building. As some of you know, we cover with the building department four other towns. We do building official services for Ashford, Willington, Andover, and Marlboro, as well as Bolton. And for that, we have two full-time inspectors and two part-time. And along with our admin is the first line of payroll. And that I put in for just the increase for the pay increases, which is also offset by the contracts we have with the other towns. And then for the other payroll is just overtime. If anybody needs to work overtime, because it's only in for the other inspectors if they need it, because mine's just comp time if there's overtime. And then professional and educational training is for the training that we have to do, keep up our CEUs for all the inspectors. The professional and technical services is everybody else in Bolton. So that's the town planner, zoning officer, and wetlands agent. And then the line below that is supplies. And the reason there's an increase there is because every 3 years we have to resubscribe to the code. And so we have to, it costs every town partakes in it, and it costs about $1,000 to get the digital code, and then another $300 for the electrical code, which is only an expense we have to accrue every 3 years. And then after that is just office expenditures and dues and fees. And then on page two, we have a breakdown of the contracts with the other towns, what they bring in. And then in the end, for the building department, it costs our department about $80,000, which is more than covered by the permits that come into our office.
Well, let's see. Go ahead.
No, just to say, is there any questions?
No, oh, that's what I was going to say, too. Gwen?
Yes, I have one. So I just want to understand on page two, the what's brought in, what's covered by fees, and what's covered by the other towns. So we mm-hmm. is it that we pay the big lump sum and then the other towns reimburse us?
So we bill them quarterly.
Okay. So the bottom line, that the request, the 486,906, a portion of that will be reimbursed or will be paid by those other towns?
Between what gets paid by other towns and what we get in permit revenue in the town of Bolton, we are pretty much at a break even point, but the revenue shows up in a different part of the budget.
I see.
So okay. We can't, it would be nice if we could just directly take it out of the land use budget and you would see what the net result is, but it comes in and it's accounted for in the revenues portion of the budget. So you don't get to see that. And that's why, you know, Rich and his team put together this page for you. So it would help.
So you're saying that what we're paying out is equal to what comes in through other towns and people?
Usually our permit fees are slightly above the $80,129. That's not covered by what we bring in. We're usually between $85,000 and $90,000, correct, Rich?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Permit fees in Bolton. And so, you know, pretty much our labor is at a break-even point.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask on that note, so then why can't we account for the revenue here, but we can for, let's say, recreation last week? So rec was the revenue and the income were in the same spot, so then we had a net zero.
Yeah, recreation is very different because it's kind of a standalone thing, and the money goes in and out of the recreation round fund.
Okay.
Our chief financial officer could probably give you a more clear and technical answer, but That is my understanding of why it can't be shown here.
Then the other question is, what caused the disparity between the five towns? Like Marlborough is paying 3 times what Ashford's paying.
Because
They
they're a
have.
lot larger and they demand more time.
Yeah, so Ashford, I think, is 13 hours a week. Marlborough is 27 hours a week, plus management time for the chief building official and time from our plans examiner.
So then to build off that too, there are set hours that are not to be exceeded then
Correct.
that sets that budget. So it is, so we could back into it, like what our hourly would be off those, you know, if we were to, if we were to take that 126 for Marlboro, divide that by 52 and come out of 27 hours of that, we could see what it
You
net.
that would get you pretty close, but there's a little more that's gone into it than that because you've also got workers' compensation, you know, partial, it helps cover partial insurance benefits and that sort of thing. So,
So is fringe a standard, like I would consider this fringe expenses, but are this fringe like a standard
well,
based off the contract, or is
well,
it?
I mean, it changes depending on who's assigned there and what their value as a, you know, hourly rate is as an employee.
That's in the administrative budget, isn't it?
In what? The fringe?
The fringe, the
So
insurance and
that's, yeah, I mean that's in another part of the budget. That's correct. But we're covering that in the labor cost. So you can't figure out the hourly rate, but you can figure out the hourly rate that they're compensating us.
Does that leave us with expenses that are a similar hourly rate to what they're seeing as well? Like,
No.
are we paying for the amount of time that we're getting out of the buildings officer? Are we paying an equivalent
Yeah.
hourly rate
Yeah.
to the
Yes.
other
If you
town?
were to add all of that together, it's we're not making a profit.
Sure.
If that
Well, but you're
or
also not losing one.
so we're
That's
like
correct.
19 hours a week
Correct.
then?
What's that?
We'd be like 19 hours a week for Bolton. Just kind of looking at if it's 27 hours, it's just kind of, you know, throwing a percentage off that 126 from Marlboro. Looking at the $80,000 from Bolton, it would be like.
So I mean, if you were trying to do it in purest math, it probably would account to something around 20 hours a week. But the reality is, we've got this set up so that the work, other than the actual boots on the ground inspections, the work for any town can be done from any place. And so, you know, our people are spending more time in the Bolton office than they're spending in other offices, if that helps answer your question.
In a way, yeah, thank you. It's just helpful. And I think it's a benefit that there is a cost recovery model out of it too, and it does.
It's last year was really the first year where we kind of hit that break-even point, and this is something that we're hoping to continue. And you know, there's other benefits. I'm sorry, Rich, I don't mean to be taking your
No, it's
platform
fine.
here, but you know, the other benefits, and I'm familiar with this because I built this program, right? And Rich has taken it to the next level and run with it. But you know, the idea behind this also is by covering these towns in Eastern Connecticut with the same inspectors, contractors can come to expect the same level of service in each town. They're not getting inspectors that are inspecting different things every time. So the level of consistency is tremendous. And you know, we've been able to attract and keep talent that we couldn't otherwise attract and keep based on what we're able to do here. We have some of the best talent available in our building department that you'll find in any building department on this side of the river. And many on the other side of the river. We are a model that a lot look up to. Crowd reaches out to us, you know, for how we're doing shared services. Other communities reach out to us and ask us about our shared services. So it's been an extraordinary program.
Do I see any other questions for Rich?
Go ahead.
Yes, one. Yep.
No, Tim's got one.
Oh, and I'll see
Just
him down there. Sorry, Tim.
no worries. Just curious on the because we do have to increase on the payroll for the 3%. Is there any room in the professional, the training, professional technical services? I didn't get to do the math, but I did notice it was a bit lower in 24, 25. Is there a reason that it increased from 24, 25 to 25, 26?
Their contracts, when they get their updated contracts, because they go up all the time. They didn't have a drastic increase this year, but last year they had some increases in that
The
department.
technical services as a contract?
Correct. Professional and technical services, there are the planner, the zoning agent, and the
Oh, okay.
wetlands agent are all private contractors.
Okay, got it.
And
Thank you. I was looking at the wrong thing.
did you say that the engineer, the town engineering fee is in this?
It is not. That comes out
No.
of the administration budget.
Oh, okay. So this is the technical, professional technical covers for the planner. Yes. What was the second one you mentioned? I thought he said the
Planning, zoning, and
engineer.
wetlands.
Inland wetlands agent and the zoning enforcement agent.
So all three of those agents we also split with these other four.
No,
Yes. Okay.
those are con so the planner is contracted directly. The ZEO is contracted through Tyche, and that's a month-to-month agreement. And the inland wetlands agent is through the North Central Conservation District. And we pay an annual fee to belong to that. And Bob DiPietro and Bob Mora represent the town of Bolton on their board. And so we pay an annual fee, I believe, of $779 plus a monthly fee for the agent services to the wetlands, for our wetlands agent. And prior to that, it was, we had Ann Larson. And prior to Cam, we had Barbara for, well, got to be 15 years, 17 years.
Barbara Kelly? Yeah. I'd say that's about right.
And that, their base fee has not changed in all the years I've been doing this. And there's only been nominal increases in their labor costs.
Okay, do we have any further questions?
I actually have two more questions. Between looking at the unaudited actual expenditures from 2024 and 2025 to 2025, 2026, so the adopted expenditures, there's like a 75 or so difference, $75,000 difference. Was there additional staff brought on during that time?
Correct. When we took on Marlboro, we had to hire another full-time inspector.
Thank you. And then my only other question is, the services contract that for the five towns, is that available anywhere?
In
They're
the
all
selectman's
separate.
office.
They're all separate
Yes.
contracts. And is that?
Yeah, he just said in the selectman's office.
Yeah,
That,
those are
all right, I didn't hear. All right, thank you.
So how long is Krog still involved in this?
One more year in Marlboro.
Okay.
All of this fiscal year and one more fiscal year.
Correct.
Krog is doing a lot of subsidizing for
Well,
Marlboro, correct?
Prague is managing the regional performance incentive grant. So
Right.
we don't necessarily see a difference in what we're receiving, but the grant helps Marlboro ease into this over a period of time. And they cover some of our costs as well, but very minimally.
So then will the cost increase? And when the grant is over?
Our cost will increase slightly, but Marlboro over the period of time is picking up
Difference.
the difference in their fee. So it's significant for them, not so significant for us.
Thank you.
Very good. Bob DiPietro, you got a question?
Only question I have is, should we anticipate something might change in the year coming up where we'll be more responsible for more of the cost?
We be responsible for more of the cost. Should we anticipate that we could possibly be more responsible for some of the cost?
Yes.
As the contracts go, that
Yeah.
wouldn't, because we have increases built into the contracts. So as our wage increases go up, their contracts have to go up as well.
Okay.
So that's a
Thank you.
win-win. Is there any further questions, or can we release Rich?
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you,
Thank
Rich.
you.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Appreciate it. So now, next up on our list is the library board. And we have, I know we have Liz. And do you have somebody else with you? I don't know who they are.
Yeah, so I'm Liz Thorne, director of the library. Hi. So this is Rebecca. She's chair of our library board. We have Claire and we have Kelly. Some of you.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming, ladies.
Great. Thank you. So for the library budget, would you like me to go through the line items as well as you did for the last?
Yes.
Okay.
Please do.
All right. So the library budget is pretty straightforward, fairly self-explanatory. So under payroll, the library has four part-time union employees at 25 hours a week. There's me, I'm the only full-time person there. And then we have two pages, which are high school students. They share a 13-hour week. And then we have three substitutes that we can call upon if staff is out without one person, we can call a substitute in. So payroll covers all those folks. Professional educational training, self-explanatory. It's if we take a workshop or a conference. Fortunately, for the library, the state library often supplies continuing ed for free. So the 500 basically would take care of, like if we wanted to go to the Connecticut Library Association conference, that is a charge. So it basically covers that type of thing. But for the general training, most is free. So that's very nice. And the 500 would basically just about allow two staff to go to the Connecticut Library Association conference. It's usually a couple of days. One would go one day, one would go another day to represent. other professional services, that is when we hire outside program leaders. Or say we hire the Lutz Museum to come in or some other institution to provide programs for the library. And the 2000 seems to work well with a number. A lot of the ones that we get could be $125, but occasionally it might be $325. It just depends on what we're offering. The bulk of the programs that were done by in-house staff. Other contracts, that's the second biggest number that we have in there. And that most of that covers the Bibliomation membership. The Bibliomation is our total operating vendor for us. They provide everything, all the services for circulation, cataloging, maintaining patron records, the gamut of what the library business has to handle online. And so our membership fee, it went up a little bit. So they're estimating for the operating assessment would be $21,322 for next fiscal year. And then the other would be the copier contract with BDS that has been increasingly high over the past year or two. A lot of it is the color copy is very expensive. And it's an unknown factor. We don't know what patrons are going to need. And we do take money in for that. We charge 10 cents for black and white, 50 cents for color, but we don't keep that money. It gets turned over to the general fund. So all the copier costs are coming out of the library budget. So we're not getting any, direct reimbursement for that. So that's the other bulk of that. We pay quarterly for the overage, and it was getting up there, even like $900 a quarterly. It was very expensive last year. So I don't know what it will be coming up, because we do have a new copier that's been installed. John takes care of that upgrading. It's a very similar copier, but our understanding is because it's a new model, more efficient, that costs would come down. I don't know yet. So to be safe, we're putting in what we think we need to cover.
Liz, I don't need an
Yeah.
exact number. I'm just curious,
Yeah.
is your gut that the charging for the copies covers that cost? Because
It, I believe it should,
yeah.
because, but I don't know.
Understood. I was just curious if you got
So
I mean,
what do we charge for a copy?
10 cents for black and white,
So and I and
10
I
cents for color.
and I think we're paying significantly less than that. So as long as you're generally capturing most of the copies, I think
Yeah, and don't forget too,
that's not an issue.
the library staff is making copies.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we're printing newsletters and flyers and brochures, so that is not being included in the cost. So that, you know, makes it a little uneven too.
How would you guess that, like, percentage of use?
I couldn't even
50.
tell you because we don't really keep track of that. But we use a fair amount, for sure. Probably not as much as patron use. I would say 30, 70, something like that percentage.
Well, thank you for letting us know that, because I know
Yeah.
the copier issue has come up for us, right?
Right.
Towards the end of the budget season, we're transferring money to cover extra
Right.
copier costs, and yet, the funds are coming in the general fund. So that's good
Exactly.
context.
Right. Now, was that for copier maintenance though?
There
Or
was some of
there
that,
was,
but it's both. Yeah, it's
okay.
both. Yeah.
So maybe
I think it
with,
was the copier maintenance was in the AP, and then there was budget transfers over to different funds that were covered
yeah,
under a separate.
but copier
okay.
maintenance comes out of the buildings and grounds budget.
Oh, okay. I did think it was a library item.
Yeah, but he still covers the copier maintenance for all of the copiers. Whether that's at finance, at the library, here at town hall, the one at the fire department. I think that's all of them on the town side, but those the maintenance is covered out of the buildings and grounds budget.
So where our bill is overage, like the contract allows
For a
for,
certain
and
number of
also the
copies.
contract pays for the toner, but we don't pay extra for toner. That's in
Right.
the contract. Our bill is the overage. So, you know, if an exceptional amount of color or whatever copies are made, that's the bill we're getting. That's the difference.
Okay.
And also our copier, you know, does everything. I mean, it faxes, it scans it. You can use flash drive. I mean, it's a fabulous copier, does really well. But we'll see. I'm hoping that this year with a new one that the price will come down.
See, they're less
We'll have
overages.
to wait and see on that one.
So
That was the term, overages.
the contract that you're talking about is the contract with the,
BDS.
okay. And do you think, because there were overages, do you think that that number in the contract needs to be
I don't
on
handle
the
that. That's John. He
okay.
totally is the direct contact with BDS for that.
Okay.
Yeah. And so when I contacted John about, you know, the copier prices are, the use is getting to be ridiculous. It's going so high. He talked with BDS, and the conversation with the two of them was with a newer copier, the price should come down. But we just got the copier, so I have no idea
We
what,
don't have the history
I
yet.
don't have a history with it yet. So I'm erring on the side of caution. And of course, if we don't use it, we'll turn it back. It gets turned back, you know, at the end of the year. So we're just trying to be safe and not have to switch around looking for money at the end. So, but it was pretty shocking last year, I'll have to say. It was, I was like, whoa, that's a lot.
So as far as your printing requirements for your staff goes, you print a lot of stuff, which is pamphlets and stuff that get handed out to patrons.
Correct.
And
All of
you
our
just.
flyers, our brochures, our posters, newsletters, everything. It's a
Most of those are
lot.
all color. They're all color, I take it.
They're all what? Not,
In
no.
color.
A lot of it we're trying not to do color.
Oh, okay.
Like newsletters and different variety of things, we're not using color because
Okay.
it's a lot.
Have you ever
Flyers
checked?
and advertisement kind of things is color, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
So it, don't we have an involvement with the CCM on their printing? I don't know. I see a lot of
Yes.
flyers on them. Is that anything that could make up the difference in the cost of the color printing anyways?
So, but it would have to be something that Liz is aware of well in advance, because it usually takes about 10 business days to get back stuff back from CCM. But
Okay.
we have shifted a lot of our like stationery and envelopes and business cards to printing from CCM, because it's significantly cheaper than other vendors that we've had over the years.
Just a thought thrown out there. So,
Yeah, if we had a big project to do, I would definitely, speak to Jim about that. But we're talking about daily things.
wow.
Every flyer for every program, everything we do, we couldn't be sending it out like that. It would be impossible. But if we were doing a big project, they like, bulk mailing or something we wanted to do, we would definitely could talk to Jim about that for
I
sure.
guess I'm just planting that little seed, make sure it's still growing.
Yes,
So,
that would be cool. Yeah.
is there any other questions for the library staff? Bob, you're
Yeah,
good?
I didn't get through all the line items,
Oh,
so
okay. Yep.
the office operation expenditures, that's pretty self-explanatory. It's all the supplies that the library needs that are unique. Pockets, book covers, labels, barcodes, unique to the library. So that's what that is. Library materials, self-explanatory. It's everything we put on the shelf. Books, periodicals, audiobooks on CD, music CDs, magazines of various nature, newspapers. It's everything that's on the shelf.
And
It's
that doesn't
also,
include electronic
yeah, I was gonna
downloads.
say, it also includes that as well. And that number, is pretty consistent, how much we spend. And we go accordingly, balance out what the public is asking for, respond to that. So that's what comes out of that one. Equipment, again, self-explanatory. It would be like if we needed a new label maker, receipt printer, or typewriter, or something like that. Furniture and fixtures, self-explanatory. And there I added chairs. We were looking to buy a few more chairs, but that. And dues and fees, it's our membership to the professional organizations, Connecticut Library Association, American Library Association, Connecticut Library Consortium. That's the one that does all the contracts for all the things that we buy. They go out for do state bids. So that's a really important one. ACLB is the Association for Connecticut Library Board Memberships. So the library is the member, not the individual people. So that
Okay.
sums up the library budget. So I don't know if anybody has any other
Thank you,
questions
Liz.
on that. Sure. Yeah.
I had it kind of
Definitely.
messed up on my screen, so
That's okay.
Bob had a question.
Oh, Bob.
Two things. One, I want to give a shout out because I think the library is an excellent, excellent source of satisfaction for my wife and for odd people. I love the job you do there, Liz. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. One thing. The other thing I wanted to ask was, do you have any long-term plans for how you're going to use the patio in the back?
Yeah, it's a good
Back.
question.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. As a matter of fact, Jim and I were speaking a couple of months ago that we'd want to add to that an awning, so that we'd be able to use it a little bit more than we can at this point. And we purchased additional furniture for there, Adirondack chairs, making kind of a seating area. We have several picnic tables with umbrellas,
All
but on
right.
our list is definitely to do the awning. And yes, as much as we can do outside, we definitely will in the good weather, of course. Yeah, and we encourage, any group to use it if they want to. fantastic that the connectivity trail hooks up to the patio. We have people doing that, walking their dogs. The trail is used all the time. It was a fantastic addition. Used all the time, people walking their dogs. They come up on the patio and can relax. We have a back door. They can come in and out because we keep it unlocked in good weather, warmer weather. So, yes, we want to do as many programs as possible out there. Also, the bike walk group, they want to do programs there. They're perfect for the bike walk group, demonstrations with bicycles.
They did one this year, did they
yes,
not?
Yes, they did. Yeah. Poetry night, lots of different plans that we have for sure. Yeah, thanks for asking, Bob. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Next, any additional questions?
I have a couple things to just hand out for you. So,
can you make sure you leave one for me, please?
I absolutely will, Rodney.
Absolutely. So, just our February activity bookmark so that you can have that. We try to do these are very handy for folks. And let me just. I'm going to leave this with you, Jim, so the rest who want it can take that. And then in case anybody doesn't have an updated library card, you can fill this out, give it to Kathy, and we will take care of getting that for you.
Do they need to be renewed every once in a while?
Every 3 years. Most libraries do have a renewal of every 3 years. So if you have any updates that you want to do on that, give it to Kathy. I'll take care of it, and that's for the rest. And this is really cool. As you know, we do an annual report for the state, all the statistics. It's a huge document. So I gleaned out some of the more interesting statistics for you. So just for last year's activity, I thought you might find that. Oh, there's two there.
Oops.
Yep.
You're welcome.
And is that 3 year renewal to ensure residency?
Exactly. Ensures residency. People move around a lot. They change their cell phone, change their email. So it lets us update all that information in the system. Yep. I'll leave this for you too, Jim.
Okay. Great. You can hand that out to them. Oh, I'll take one in case you have any questions.
So like I said, the state requires us to compile all this information. And then I do use a lot of it for the town annual report as well. But the state is big on collecting numbers. So anyway, so you can look through it. If you have any questions, you can let me know later.
Great.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
I have one more.
I have questions for you guys, okay? You come in and get yours.
I have one more question.
Sure.
You didn't leave it. I know last year we were discussing that the number of downloads people could get for free was six a month, was it?
Yep.
Did we change that?
Nope, that's still the same right now.
It hasn't evolved. Okay.
It should be kind of leveled off in terms of use, but very successful program. People are loving the downloads.
Are you making people aware that those downloads cost the town money?
As a matter of fact, in the last newsletter, we put a whole information in there about how much we spend, how much was downloaded. Yes.
Because I know you and I had a conversation about this, and my research shows that the state average is around four books per month.
Right.
And I know there are members of our staff here that download books on a regular basis because they talk about them.
Sure.
And
that's good.
And they didn't know that there was a cost associated with downloading the books to the library or the town. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things I found in my conversations with them is that if they could download five books, they'd download five books, even if they only read two or three. Mm-hmm. And that's been my overarching concern is that, with the costs, if people are aware that it costs, hopefully they're a little more responsible. Right. But I know that, the staff here that use eBooks on a regular basis were not aware.
Right. So we did, per our conversation about that, we did put it in the February newsletter, what the cost is, how many downloads are happening to make people more aware. We'll continue to do that. As far as people downloading and not using it, there's really not much It's no different than people coming in and checking out a dozen items that we've paid for and they're not looking at it. I mean, we can't control what people are doing at home, but it's important to make them aware.
Well, yeah, I just, you know, my concern is wastefulness. If they're not aware, you know, like the staff that I talked to here, they weren't aware. So if they could download 5 books when they were browsing, they would just download 5 books. If they didn't read them, that's okay, because it's not costing them anything.
But everything is costing. So everything we buy and put on the shelves costs money too. You just can't. But if it starts to get, you know, too much that way, we'll have to relook at it. And that's something we do keep an eye on for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
We appreciate you keeping an eye on it. And I kind of brought it up because of our new members that they weren't aware of. Maybe they were aware. I shouldn't say that, but weren't aware of the cost was on the town budget. So,
and everything that a person downloads has a different cost. That's part of the issue correct. As well, because not every book is the same download price. Not every movie. Not every music. Not every magazine. So, you know, that can vary with everything that's.
I would say as long as it doesn't get out of hand, we just provide it.
It's a good service. It's very successful. People are really, really enjoying that. So,
and it doesn't necessarily only pertain to town residents, correct? You don't have to be a resident of Bolton to.
You have to be a member of Billy Mason.
Right. Okay.
Well, that goes for all the towns. They have to be a member of Billy Mason.
Right.
Do you have an idea of the $32,400 line item library materials of how much that's downloading?
Well, the statistics sheet there does tell you how many things are downloaded. So the electronic circulation for this past fiscal year was 11,958. And the physical circulated items was 26,372. That gives you a little perspective on
what 30%
going out versus the download number.
Yeah. What do you think the average cost of a download is? I know you said there's a bunch
of different. There is no average cost.
Isn't it
$2? It could be $5.
Aren't you spending around $1,800 a month?
It's about $1,200 a month.
About
$1,200.
Okay. That I think helps.
I was going to say that was my recollection from our AP that we approved.
Yep. It's about $1,200 approximately. $1,200 a month for Hoopla. People like Hoopla because there's no wait. The other one that we subscribe to is Libby, and that's about $1,600 a year. And it's a huge collection. Bibliomation provides that collection. So it's like our contribution is like about $1,600 for that.
So that's about half your budget.
Yep.
For that one.
Well,
so don't forget like periodicals. We spend a couple thousand a year.
That's $14,400.
Periodicals.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Just the $1,600.
All right. So I just wanted to make everybody aware. So
thank you, Rodney. That's good.
Thank you.
It's important. And of course it's every library. You know, not unique to us.
I guess it's just to keep track of it. Yes. Very good.
It is very challenging because patrons want things in all different kinds of formats. So one book title, you might have to buy it in a half a dozen different ways. Large print, paperback, hardcover, audiobook on CD, downloadable. It's all the same title. But people want them in all these different formats. So you're you know, accommodating your patrons' needs. And that's what we're there to do. So I could, you know, we're not asking for extra money out of that whatever materials. It's the same amount. We're just juggling how we're allocating that amount of money as to what patron demands are.
Absolutely.
That's our role. So,
great explanation. Any other questions for the library staff? Well, you're off the hook. Thank you very much
for your
presentation.
Thank you for coming.
Great to see you.
Thanks for coming.
And next on the agenda is the Conservation Commission. Do we have anybody representing the Conservation Commission?
No, there's nobody here.
Do you want to just run through it quick, Jim?
I mean, it's a flat budget. It's exactly the same budget as it was last year. Payroll covers the board clerk. Professional education and training, they belong to a couple of organizations. I'll be honest, I don't know what other professional services for that particular group is. General supplies is supplies and dues and fees is for their professional organizations. I believe they belong to CACIWIC.
Maybe professional services is about like bringing in speakers, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure. Honestly,
do you think? I wonder if they contribute at all to the lake water testing.
No.
Okay.
We pay for that out of the administration budget.
Okay.
So volunteers, you know, from Friends of Bolton Lake actually do the sampling on our behalf. But they've actually gotten some great training, and through the Hartford Foundation from giving, they've gotten some good equipment. But Patrice, did you have your hand up?
Yeah, I'm thinking it might be if they have to hire an expert.
That would make
yeah,
sense.
I know. I just don't remember that they've hired anybody in the recent past.
Right.
Well, there's no expenditure,
so
that would be
no change.
Yeah.
So okay. So shall we move on to boards and commissions, starting with the planning and zoning?
Yeah.
Do we have representation there for that, or?
I know Tom Manning couldn't make it, and I don't know if Quan is on the call because I can't see everybody.
Yep, he's here.
Here.
Yes. Okay. I'm happy to answer any questions regarding the budget. It is less than it's been in years past. Basically, the savings comes in the area of advertising because just looking over from basically 2018 and 19 to current year, we've never spent the $1,500 that we've asked for in the past. So we backed it down a few hundred. Other than that, it's pretty yeah. level spending.
Did this get updated?
We see is the same amount from basically from 23, 24, 24, 25. And I don't think this is the right one based on what she just said and advertising going down, advertising flat here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I don't think we have the right sheet.
Yeah, we're not looking at a 2025.
Yeah, the sheet is not correct in terms of the year coverage spread.
Could we get that action to get that via email or an updated packet?
Yes. You want me to share my screen? If I
yes,
can
that
find.
Would be correct, please.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find it.
You are for go for it.
I know. I'm sorry.
We'll be
looks like a small clerical error.
Only someone has pointed that out earlier this week.
Yeah, Jim, if only you got a heads up on this on Tuesday. That's
right.
Jim, come.
That's right.
I've had my head so buried in budget this week.
Is the rec grant done? We'll judge you on this.
No.
Okay.
I still did not get it sent out today. We were in budget meetings with the finance chair, the director of finance, for 2.5 hours today. And
can we come bodyguard his office tomorrow? Yeah. I'm sure he just
I clear my work schedule.
Yeah.
I need 20 minutes. 20 minutes is what I need. Go ahead, Patrice, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, I had to read. Oh.
We see you twice.
Can you force mute one of the Patrice
does items? That help? Nope.
I wonder if I mute you.
Yep.
One of them.
Yeah, mute me. There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Can you turn it off, Patrice?
Can you make it any bigger?
That's better.
That's better. Thank you.
Thank you, Patrice.
I'm echoing on my end. I don't know if I'm echoing on your end.
Not as bad as you were before.
Just a tiny bit.
Okay. So You can see adopted expenditures in 24, 25 was 4,000, 25, 26 was 4,000. We're requesting 3,700 for 26, 27. And that comes right here from a lack of 300 less.
Very good. That's a good decision.
So looking at your payroll expenditures, it drops to zero, but in 2024, 25, it was double than what was budgeted. It's hard to see what that number actually is.
Yeah, how do you propose to get to zero? Don't you have to carry the clerks?
Because the payroll now is in official administrative services. They've just
Oh.
switched the finance.
Oh.
Yeah. Finance created that account like that.
Yeah.
Do you have an in-state or out-of-state clerk?
Currently, I think she's in state.
So that probably needs to move back to payroll.
I can't tell you who our clerk will be in a month. It seems to jump every month, but I just do what finance tells me and where it comes out of. So whatever you think.
Yeah, I mean that's really what the difference is. The payroll amount just moved from one line item to the other, because payroll is when we have an in-state clerk that's being paid with a direct deposit. The other line item is for when we have a 1099 person doing the payroll, the
Sure.
minutes.
And then it's fringe carried for payroll, but not for
There's no fringe
no
for these
fringe.
roles.
Okay.
Other than workers' comp,
Oh.
probably.
So as a payroll, they're paid 1099 both.
So no, if you are an in-state individual and you are doing minutes for a board or commission, then you are an employee and you're getting a paycheck. But they are part-time jobs with no benefits.
Got
So I think the only thing that we have to cover for them, aside from they're actually payroll and Social Security, Medicare costs, workers' comp.
it. All right.
It does. It does add up.
So I suspect that you're going to have an in-state clerk at the moment. So I guess we got to put that back in.
Well, it's just a matter of moving it from one line to the other, and it can be moved between line items during the course of the year if it's necessary. I'm wondering if maybe it makes sense to split it for now.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah.
So make the request like 550 in one and 550 in the other.
Yeah, that makes sense to
That's
me.
fun. Yeah. Thank you, Patrice.
As long as we don't forget about that in 2 weeks.
You want me to stop sharing?
I'm good.
Thank you,
Everybody
Patrice.
else all set?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Patrice. Whichever
I'll
one
talk.
you are. Two of you.
And Juan.
And Kwan, thank you.
A good night.
Good
Good
night.
night.
Thank you.
You as well.
Peace be with you.
So now we're going to the Zoning Board of Appeals. Is there any questions on that?
No. Looks
Pretty
good.
standard looking. If there's not,
None for me.
then we'll move on to there is more inlands wetlands.
Oh, Ross isn't here. This might be advertising.
I don't know if he's on it anymore. Is Ross?
Sure.
Yeah, he's
This is
the
the chair.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Submitted by
Jim.
or
Is the chair.
Jim Lersch is here, though.
Yep, Jim is here.
Anybody have any questions about it? First of all,
Well,
it's a flat budget.
yes, and they get the same thing everybody else has,
Yep.
advertising in the newspaper, payroll clerks, and some training for the most part.
Good.
So moving down.
Economic development.
I'm not there yet, but go ahead. Economic development. That's
Maybe we should have kept the trees for a minute in case you guys had questions, but that's okay.
looks like the budget that's being requested is being used,
It's
so.
being used, yes.
And what is that for?
So see, that typically what has been doing is that has been funding our economic development activities through the four town
Oh,
group.
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Countrywide.
Connecticut's
Country.
countryside. Yes. I couldn't
Connecticut.
remember the name. Thank you, Rodney.
I didn't either, but I
You
got you
came
on
to
your
me.
way.
If nobody can remember it, it's a bad name.
If there's no questions there, then we'll move on to our next one.
Well, I guess I do have a question. Other payroll.
Yeah, I already flipped it.
It got so the other payroll got lumped into the shared services, then is that the a reasonable assumption?
Once upon a time, we had an economic development commission, but it got disbanded. And so there was an other payroll for a board clerk when they actually had a committee and had meetings.
Right. Not
And
just
so
for trees.
it's still there, but it's done with staff and contractor time, Patrice being the contractor.
Thank you.
Staff that contribute or myself when I'm available. The recreation director regularly attends and contributes, and staff from the three other towns, which are Coventry, Tolland, and Mansfield.
Thank you, Jim.
Is that it for questions on that? Let's move on
Yes,
to
sir.
Veterans Commission, Veterans Services. Is that what they're calling it? It's not a
Yes.
commission or committee. Services.
We could relabel it if the board chooses.
I think the town website called them, and when we were doing applications, it was a committee.
Yeah, we
Commission.
gotta have to check that out a little.
I'm assuming payroll is board clerk.
Yes.
Why the 400% jump?
Is there actually a meeting now? I'm assuming. Whereas I don't think there were members previously, at least based on the town website.
Okay.
So, or if
Yeah,
there
if you look
were,
at,
they weren't necessarily meeting.
we just elected a whole slate.
The last meeting minutes, I think, on the town website were from a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And they just started meeting again.
Yeah, I've seen. I did notice that we nominated lots of people onto it, and I wasn't sure if that
I went
was.
to check the town website when we did that, and I noticed that there was a bunch of blanks.
Okay,
So,
wonderful. Thank you.
and they've had a couple meetings already.
Yeah, two, I think.
Good.
Yeah.
And
And I'm sure the
then
postage is what it is. I'm sure you're going to see more activity out of them in the near
so
future.
the other thing I think is important to understand is that the Veterans Committee actually does a lot of work for the parade. They
Good.
help a lot with the parade as a group of volunteers.
Actually, I think somebody said they were going to take it over. Because last year didn't Stephanie do it?
It was Stephanie and the selectman's office that did it last year because we didn't have anybody. I don't know that they're taking it back over, but they're certainly going to be heavy contributors.
Right. Okay.
That's good. Good. Yeah.
So
And
that'll
it's been
ultimately
great
be
to
cheaper on the
take it
town
over.
in terms of the administration of
Well, it
it.
just means that we can do other things with our time. I don't know that it makes it cheaper, but it means that we're able
That's
to do other things.
The time is extended elsewhere.
You're right.
Yeah.
There you go. Yep. All right. Any other questions on the Veterans Services slash Commission?
Nope,
Uh,
none.
and I think that brings us to the last of them. It's there. That's all that's on the agenda.
That was the last one on my book.
Not that it's a formal meeting that needs a.
We do have, in case Ross came and wanted to discuss it, we do have the auditing services budget here, but he was not able to make it tonight, I guess. So we
Oh,
will
you
have
mean
to on a
for the
future agenda.
ROV?
No, it was for the finance committee as
Oh.
part of the finance committee's budget, but it wasn't in the package when he came to present the finance committee budget.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you want to do that under boards and commissions without him here. You
Not
want to look
really.
at
Was
it
it?
if anybody has
Why don't we look
questions?
at it and
Yeah,
see what
it's
questions we might
fairly
have?
simple.
Oh, look, one line item.
Oh.
The contract for this, is that also in the selectman's office? The
It
carbon.
yes, I think so.
Okay. That might be helpful, though. Let's see.
So I think if Ross were here, he would tell you that, this is more money than our current contract, but that, contracts will expire and we will go out to bid again and we may get somebody that's more costly.
My understanding is that we use our auditor fairly well based on the value that they provide. Am I
So
remembering that?
a for instance, today I met with our finance director and we were talking about budgets and we talked about the dog fund.
Yep.
Okay, so we have money in a dog fund, about $31,000 in a dog fund. And the money that we collect for dog licenses goes into the dog fund. And you would say, well, what comes out of that dog fund? If we pick up a dog that gets hit by a car, we don't know the owner, it goes to Bolton Vet. It covers vet bills. It takes care of, if we pick up a stray animal that has to be euthanized, it covers those costs. One thing that we have never taken out of that account is the cost for the dog warden, right? So we talked about that today. Can we take, is that a legitimate expense to come out of there? She said, I think so. So there's $31,000 in that account. We collect about $3,000 a year in income from dog licenses. Whatever we don't expend out of those monies, we have to turn over to the state.
Well,
So the question was, well, can we take that out of there? And she said, well, I think so. I think it's a legitimate expense out of there. And then I said, well, it looks to me like we should, because we have about $3,000 that we're turning back to the state every year, we should probably take $3,000 a year and use that toward the dog catcher expenses or
sure.
the dog warden expenses. And she's like, I don't know if we can do that. We may have to take the whole thing out of that line item. I said, well, if we do that in about 4 or 5 years, we're going to deplete the account, which is not, I don't want to do that. I want to have the money for other things. So she was going to check with the auditor. It was a long explanation of how to
Yeah,
get there,
no,
but
I think we had been talking about the auditor at a previous finance committee meeting, and it was just like the value that we feel like we get out of the auditor is more than we think we get more value than what we pay because they're just so willing to help us when we have
he
questions.
is, yes.
That's good.
He's very willing. And that was an example of
Yeah.
a question that we're just going to ask him and we're not going to get billed for.
And it also seems to me, Ross said the auditor wished we used them more. Like we already think we get a fair amount of value out of it, but they're for questions and
He
things like that.
he's very helpful. We have to be careful when we get to end of year expenses. If we order something now and it doesn't come until August, we got to be careful on how that information gets accounted for so that he's not saying, well, it's not a this year expense, it's a next year expense. So we always reach out to him and get his guidance on those things, if we know he's going to be our auditor for the following year.
So why is the, like, I don't know if it's coming from the finance committee or not, but why it looks like there's been a higher amount carried for a couple of years in case we lose our current auditor or select another. So has there been conversations with the current auditor that he or she might not want to continue,
So
or?
whenever his contract is up, we have to go out to bid.
Okay,
And
when is that?
I don't, off the top of my head, I don't remember.
Okay.
I think it's at least one more year.
Okay.
But he could raise his rates. then you'd
Well,
have
his, I
to
mean,
be ready for them.
his rates
Yeah.
are what his rates are for the
Yeah.
duration of the contract.
Right. But once you
I'll
go.
make an note to look at.
Yeah, we should look at what that cost is. I mean, understand that some of that might be, hey, if it expires at the end of the 27 fiscal year, then we may need to go out for bid, and some of that may need to be expenses that we do spend on, like going out for bids. But that may not be 15, 20, what, however many thousand dollars difference between the contract and the.
And we know that there's extra work this coming year because we expense the ARPA funds. So that triggers what they believe they call a federal single audit.
Okay.
So there will be extra expense. So it won't be the normal, $25,000.
Management
So
window.
there'll be additional costs on top of that
Okay.
for that federal single audit.
Make sure this gets into the updated packet that goes out.
Yes.
And should we just leave these somewhere on the
Yeah,
front
if you
row?
just leave them with your books, we'll make sure they get into your books.
Okay.
Are you all set, Bob? Any questions?
Yeah, I just want to ask Jim, what did you say triggered that single federal audit this year?
The $1 million in ARPA funds that we expended.
Oh, okay.
Well, if there's no other comments, questions, or suggestions, I'd say we're at the end of the meeting.
I'm
There's no
hungry.
adjournment, so
Yeah. So we're definitely at the end,
I
Bob.
can't, it's just the end. So
Thank you,
thank you
everybody.
all for coming. I'm glad we could get through this. And the next one is Tuesday. Is that what
Yeah,
the
in the meeting on Tuesday.
Okay, we'll look forward to seeing you again.
We can actually do another one.
Really?
Thanks,
Good
Patty.
night.
Good night. Thank you,
Good
Bob.
night.
Good night, everybody.
Right.